We can't tell you why canine caviar is the only alkaline-based dog food, but we can tell you alkaline is proven to minimize the risk of renal failure and pancreatitis, reduce scratching, cellular degeneration, and disease, keeping your furry friend youthful and healthy longer. And those are the reasons we can fit into this short commercial. But by visiting caninecaviar.com, you'll see exactly what we do to make a better food for your dog. Try the one and only alkaline dog food risk-free, canine caviar.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. Hey, if you feel like your pet's vet bills are through the roof, you're not alone. Apparently, the animal healthcare system suffers many of the same problems as the human medical care system. That's according to a new report from researchers at both Stanford and MIT. Now, both of those healthcare systems have reportedly seen a huge increase in dollars spent on end-of-life care lately. And there is no denying that we are more than willing to shell out a piece of our savings to keep our furry friends healthy. Well, according to the American Pet Products Association, pet owners in the U.S. spent over $15 billion on veterinary care last year, and spending on pets' medical bills has even outpaced that of human medical bills. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
They say between 1996 and 2012, data from the Consumer Expenditure Survey shows the percentage of human physicians jumped by 40%, while the number of veterinarians nearly doubled. Amazing how the field of animals is growing. Now, pet owners in New York can now take their furry, trusted companions with them to the grave, if they wish, since the governor has now signed legislation that makes it legal for the cremated remains of pets to be interred with their owners at any of the approximately 1,900 not-for-profit cemeteries in New York, and those are all regulated by the state. The new law, which does not apply, on the other hand, to cemeteries that are owned or operated by religious associations or societies, comes 3 years after the state made it legal for pet cemeteries to accept the cremated remains of humans who wanted to be buried with their pets. Didn't know about that one. Now, supporters of the measure cited statistics showing that 62% of U.S. households have a pet these days. And among the most famous that garnered the most attention in the Big Apple was a woman who wanted to be buried with her pet, Leona Helmsley. Remember that name?
Yep. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the hotel heiress dubbed the Queen of Mean. She kind of got the ball rolling on this. She died in 2007 and had in her will that she wanted her pampered pooch, female, Trouble, interred with her in the 12,000-square-foot family mausoleum. Now, jeez. Trouble died 5 years ago, but back then there were no laws in the state that allowed them to be buried together. But a 12,000-square-foot mausoleum, that's like five of 90, it's like seven of my house, I think.
That's all, huh?
It's like 12
it's
of ours.
Well, you know what? The Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians all got buried with their pets. Why the heck can't we get buried with our pets?
I wonder when it stopped being legal, because I'm sure years ago in the 1800s, people were probably buried with their pets all the time.
Hmm. I thought it was fascinating that they allowed in New York for owners, pet parents, to be buried with their pets in a pet cemetery. I mean, who would even think of that? But it's a great idea if you really want to be buried with your pet. But now, of course, they don't have to do that anymore. Well, here is the latest in the "Is it safe for my pet to sleep in bed with me?" debate. You know, since debates are all the rage. Get ready. Now, if you kick your dog off the bed every night, you might want to stock up on some apology treats. Just a warning. A new study of 150 people conducted by the prestigious Mayo Clinic on Sleep has found that, contrary to popular belief, sleeping with your pets doesn't actually disrupt your sleep as much as you might think. In fact, it offers most people, you know, a sense of security, safety, helping them get a better night's sleep. 20% of the people in this study said their pets did disturb their sleep, though, but 41% believe that having a pet in the bedroom actually helped them sleep better. The researchers said that some people find that sleeping with their pet actually helps them to kind of feel warm and cozy. But this is probably the most interesting thing that people don't think about. Most people who complained about their pets disturbing their sleep actually had multiple pets in the bed.
Yep. Yep,
that'll do it.
Which
do,
just yep. multiplies the chance that your sleep is going to be disrupted.
Or there's going to be a cat or dog fight on the bed.
We don't have that, but they said cats are more, you know, because they're more active at nighttime. Dogs are probably less likely to bother your sleep than a cat is.
It diminishes sex, though, I'll tell you that. You don't want the pet in the room at that point. That's what you got to get. You got to put the pet outside the room.
Thank you, Joey.
No comment.
Well, it's the truth. You know, come on. Let's talk reality here. You know, pet in the bed isn't always good. Okay.
You're so quiet, Hal.
Well, you know, I just don't like it when Fido's looking at me, you know. It's like he's judging me or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I feel. Exactly.
Like he's going to hold up a card with a 7-point-something rating or something.
You know, sometimes my dog laughs. So I get a complex.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
I am so embarrassed, you guys. I'm also Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is Fear Free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified Fear Free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
Hi, this is Brandon McMillan on Animal Radio, and be sure to adopt and not shop.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
I have Dr. Debbie here. What's going on with your pet?
Milky eyes.
Milky eyes?
Yeah. Came on like Thursday. Noticed it Thursday evening. By Friday morning, they were just totally clouded over. I mean, just white milk. In the interim, the dog went to the vet Friday morning, after those eyes were just totally clouded over, just milky white. Antibiotics were prescribed. And then by Sunday night, it's about 85% cleared. They did blood tests, but nobody could tell us yet why it would come on so quickly.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Now, as far as, does your pet have vision right now? Are we kind of seeing anything?
Yes.
We are.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, I'm assuming the vet, did they check any kind of eye tests as far as like checking for glaucoma, any kind of sampling on the eye itself?
I don't think so. They did a test, or they were able to tell that he could still, that she could still see.
Mm-hmm.
They did some blood tests, and then like later today or tomorrow should get the results back. But they didn't know what would bring it on so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, the dog's well taken care of. The only thing that we can figure is a cat has been introduced into the environment, but it was a baby cat and had all its shots and you know, was kept indoors and all that. So I don't see how that can, you know.
Yeah. Now, I guess the big thing for when I hear of a story like this where all of a sudden a pet's, and this is both eyes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, both eyes turn white, and this is probably the front of the eye that's turning white. So we're not really talking about a cataract, am I correct?
Well, it's the whole eye.
Okay, so that's telling me the cornea is turning white, which is the outer clear globe of the eye. So, yes, there are some causes of that can definitely come on all of a sudden out of the blue. Sometimes they're triggered by things like infections, and I'm thrilled to hear that they are checking for things on blood work.
Okay.
There sometimes can be some weird things that can happen that can cause this, such as fungal infections, rickettsial, which are types of bacteria that can cause this type of change. Now, there are some dogs that actually can have just suddenly develop disease in their cornea, and they basically have what we call endothelial dystrophy. And some of the common breeds that do that, Boston Terriers, Dachshunds, and Chihuahuas are some of the most common breeds.
This is a Chihuahua cross.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility. When we're talking about this endothelial degeneration, it's kind of a genetic thing that they develop. And in many cases, it is something that doesn't see such quick improvement within just a few days. So I'm a little suspicious. Maybe it isn't that, but it would be something that's on my list of concerns. In pets that have that condition, it's usually a lifelong treatment, really struggling to try to keep those ears or those eyes clear, keep them seeing, and using different types of medicine to try to keep that, keep the eyes open. So I guess I'm hopeful they might find something on that lab work since the antibiotics seem to have helped. Maybe that might be the direction that we really need to kind of look and keep continuing. Because something like a scratch on the eye, yes, it can cause the eye to turn white, but we'd really be looking at some severe changes in both eyes to have that happen all of a sudden like that.
Okay.
Be very strange. So it sounds like you're doing everything you can at this point. Cross your fingers and hope we get improvement there.
Okay.
Chuck, we wish you the best of luck with that. Thanks. Please keep us posted. Let us know what happens there. Call us toll free, 1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team right now.
This healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more over at redbarninc.com. And thank you so much, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey, this is Nicole Sullivan on Animal Radio. Please spay and neuter your pets, please.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until the companystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
The companystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't.
No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
All dogs should eat a pH-balanced alkaline diet. An alkaline diet reduces health risks and can also reduce scratching, shedding, and hot spots. So does this mean you need to check your dog's pH balance? No, because Canine Caviar has created the first and only alkaline dog food that is pH balanced. It also has the highest metabolized calories. What does this mean? Your dog needs to eat less. Get a healthier dog and save money with Canine Caviar products. Find them at your local pet supply store or online at caninecaviar.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.